A Cameron Lemke power play goal, 13:45 into overtime, was the difference as the Powassan Voodoos defeated the Hearst Lumberjacks 4-3 in Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League East semifinal action Tuesday night at the Powassan Sportsplex. The win gives the Voodoos a 2-1 lead in the best-of-seven affair, with Game 4 slated for Wednesday night back in Powassan at 7 p.m. After combining for 20 tallies in the first two games of the series in Hearst, the clubs tightened up defensively through the opening frame, which was scoreless. On a man advantage to begin the second stanza, the Lumberjacks capitalized 38 seconds in when Jack Robinson sent a cross-ice feed across from the point and saw Noah Janicki crank a one-timer that flew past Voodoo's goaltender Daniel Diracolo. Evening it up 5 minutes later, Powassan's Raid Smith snagged a clearing attempt at the Hearst blue line, then drove down the left wing and fired a shot through the legs of Russ DeCoste for his fourth of the playoffs. The visitors retook the lead at 11:28 after Jean-Pierre Audrey's flip won in after a couple of previous Hearst attempts had been stopped. Coming right back, Smith supplied another for the home side as he whipped in another. Third period play saw Powassan go in front a couple of minutes in when Ryan Patrick darted down the left wing and sent a sizzler high over the glove of DeCoste into the top right-hand corner. Coming back to force extra time in the final minute, with their goalie out for an extra attacker, Matthew Comeau fired a pass across that found Adam Schillinglaw coming in the back door and saw him rip in the equalizer with 26 seconds left in regulation. Heading to OT, Lemke won it for the hosts while up a skater as he banked in the game winner off of DeCoste to end it.